8. Evolution of Cherubim and Seraphim. Numerous avenues of advancing service are open to cherubim and seraphim, leading to an enhancement of status, which may be still further augmented by the embrace of the divine minister. There are three great classes of cherubim and seraphim with regard to evolutionary potential. 1. Ascension candidates. These beings are by nature candidates for seraphic status. Cherubim and seraphim of this order are brilliant, though not by inherent endowment equal to the seraphim, but by application and experience it is possible for them to attain full seraphic standing. 2. Mid-phase cherubim. All cherubim and seraphim are not equal in ascension potential, and these are the inherently limited beings of the angelic creations. Most of them will remain cherubim and seraphim, although the more gifted individuals may achieve limited seraphic service. 3. Marantia cherubim. These fourth creatures of the angelic orders always retain their quasi-material characteristics. They will continue on as cherubim and seraphim, together with a majority of their mid-phase brethren, pending the completed factualization of the Supreme Being. While the second and third groups are somewhat limited in growth potential, the ascension candidates may attain the heights of universal seraphic service. Many of the more experienced of these cherubim are attached to the seraphic guardians of destiny, and are thus placed in direct line for advancement to the status of mansion world teachers when deserted by their seraphic seniors. Guardians of destiny do not have cherubim and seraphim as helpers when their mortal wards attain the Marantia life. And when other types of evolutionary seraphim are granted clearance for Seraphington and Paradise, they must forsake their former subordinates when they pass out of the confines of Nebadon. Such deserted cherubim and seraphim are usually embraced by the Universe Mother Spirit, thus achieving a level equivalent to that of a mansion world teacher in the attainment of seraphic status. When, as mansion world teachers, the once embraced cherubim and seraphim have long served on the Marantia spheres, from the lowest to the highest, and when their core on Salvington is over-recruited, the bright and morning star summons these faithful servants of the creatures of time to appear in his presence. The oath of personality transformation is administered, and thereupon, in groups of 7,000, these advanced and senior cherubim and seraphim are re-embraced by the Universe Mother Spirit. From this second embrace, they emerge as full-fledged seraphim. Henceforth, the full and complete career of a seraphim, with all of its paradise possibilities, is open to such reborn cherubim and seraphim. Such angels may be assigned as guardians of destiny to some mortal being, and if the mortal ward attains survival, then do they become eligible for advancement to Seraphington and the seven circles of seraphic attainment, even to paradise and the core of the finality.